Yushas Levi Parshas Noach Tavshin Ayin Ches. Eila told us Noach. Nira the Hineyesh Nei Minei Tzadikim Sheovdim Es Habori. Says our Rabbi the Heilige Berditchever that there are two types of tzadikim who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, they're both tzadikim. He's not going to discredit one of them now. They're both tzadikim. There's different mahalchim. But as we learned earlier in the week when we learned the Kedushas Levi on Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses light over darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Ma'aseyim Shal Tzadikim over Ma'aseyim Shal Rasha'im, in a similar vein, the Kedushas Levi continues here. So there are two ways, two types of tzadikim, and different ways that they serve Hashem. Tzadik echad yesha oved habore baruch hu bislavis gadol v'hu la'atzmo. There's a certain type of tzadik who serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu with unbelievable passion and enthusiasm, but it's all for himself. He could care less what anyone else is up to. I'm going to be the best Jew I can be. I'm going to enter my cave like a Rishon Bar Yochai, and the rest of the world can enjoy itself. I'm going to do what I need to do. Ve'enu makarev harisham liosam gam kein me'ovdei habori baruchu. Rak shehu b'fnei atzmo levado oved habori. First it says, I'm going to do my thing. I'm not interested in kirev. They have kirev experts for that. They don't need me. I'm going to do what I need to do to serve Hashem. That's one type of tzaddik. V'yesh tzaddik echad she'oved habori. And there's another type of tzaddik who also serves Hashem. But in addition to his personal service of Hashem, he's machzir harisham liyos gamkin me'ovdei habori. Kamo Avram avinu shahaya megayer gerim. Like Avram, who spent his whole life reaching out to others. The Kedushas Levi shares a yard site at the beginning of this week with V'chassam Sofer. So I shared something Monday night at Yeshiva Seichel HaTorah, but I'll repeat it now just for a moment, that the Chassam Sofer has in his Hakdama, the Shalos and Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chelak Yaradeya. He has a Hakdama where he describes that Avram Avinu really should not have been the greatest Jew because he gave away so much time to other people. And the Chassam Sofer says, in terms of his personal spiritual development, he was on a lower level than Tzara. He was not so developed. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Avram Avinu to become Avram Avinu. So Chassam Sofer, and any good Kirov organization loves quoting this Hakdama of Chassam Sofer, Tzshalos and Tshuvos, Chelek Yerodea. In that Hakdama, he says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Avram catch up. Because when you give away time for someone else, it doesn't hurt you. Now again, there is a cheshbon, and it has to be done in a balanced way. How much am I focused on others? How much am I focused on myself? But Chassam Sofer says, Avram Avinu, again, the amount of hours he was putting in the Beis Medrash, he shouldn't have been as knowledgeable, he shouldn't have been as righteous, he shouldn't have been as holy as he was. He was out and about, Makar of the whole world. If the Chassam Sofer says Avram Avinu was rewarded, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him to catch up. We just finished the Yom Tov of Sukkot, as a Gemara, on Daf Nun Gimel on our Masechta, where Hillel HaZaken says about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, then everyone's here. V'im eini kan, and if I'm not here, mi kan, then who's here? Hillel's the center of the party. It's very strange, because Hillel is known in Chazal for his anivus. We pass like Hillel over Shammai, because Hillel always deferred to Shammai and let Shammai speak first. Hillel was tremendously humble. Hillel is deeply connected to the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe by way of Gilgulim, Moshe's Anam Nikol Adam. Hillel was very humble. So how could Hillel say a statement, Im ani kan hakol kan? If I'm here, then everyone's here. And many have tried to solve this this mysterious line, again, from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel. So I saw over Yantav a beautiful explanation from the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. He says, no, Hillel, it was the opposite. Hillel was taking a chrais, exactly what the Kedushas Levi is talking about here. Im ani kan hakol kan. Just because I'm here, is everyone here? There's still some chever hanging out on the street corners. Right? V'im eini kan, then mikan. And if they're not going to be here, then who's going to be here? So Hillel took tremendous achrayis, and I forgot the pasuk he quotes, but he brings a pasuk, and he brings, the Yismach Yisrael brings a very powerful idea. I think he quoted from the Akedas Yitzchak, about the importance of being makariv, those people who don't like Hashem, to like Hashem. And that's what the Berditchever is saying here. There are tzaddikim who say, I'm going to do my thing, and good luck to the world. And then there are tzaddikim who take achrayis to reach out to Rasham, like Avram Avinu, to be Megayer Gerim, and again like the Chassam Sofer, who shares the art side of the Kedushas Levi, taught us in his Hakdama to Shalos and Tshuvas Yeradeya, you don't lose out when you reach out to others. And that's why Avram was much greater than Noach. Right? Avram was certainly greater than Noach. Even according to the opinion in Rashi that Noach would have been greater had he been in Avram's time, he still wouldn't have been as great as Avram. And Avram, in many ways, is a tikkun for Noach. Let's see. V'yisa b'kisvei ha'arizal. Shal zeh ne'nash Noach. If you want to know why Noach was punished, ha'shalo hayim ochiach ha'risham shebedoro. Because he didn't give Musar to the wicked people in his generation. Now, the truth is, he did give Musar to the wicked people in his generation for 120 years. I explained yesterday in the shiur I gave at Stern, based on the Rav, Rav Shechter, in the back of Mipnine HaRav, has an amazing, amazing Hasidish drasha from the Rav, from Parshas Noach. And he says that what does it mean Noach didn't give Musar to them? It means that Noach didn't believe in them. He gave them the speeches, but like he knew they weren't going to change. Well, if the person who's trying to mechazik you thinks you're a failure, then for sure, right? I mean, if Noach, who's their Rebbe, is basically saying, you know, you're not going to change, so then for sure they're not going to. If the Rebbe screams you're going to change, you're going to be great, you're going to be awesome, so then maybe there's a chance the person will finally believe it about himself. But if the Rebbe is just like, okay, I'm supposed to give you like a shiur now, I know you're not going to listen, so I'll just stand here and give it to you anyways, then of course they're not going to be inspired by that. So Noach didn't give Musar means he didn't give the right type of Musar. And Rav Salvechik explained because he didn't believe in the generation. The Rav explained that was what Hashem was teaching Noach. It's mamash such a chassidish of art. That's what Noach was being taught with the rainbow. As kashti nasati ba'anan, the Rav explained that Noach looked at these people and he said, you're terrible. Nothing will ever come from you. So Hashem says, let me show you how a most beautiful, illuminated, shining rainbow emerges from a dark cloud. So next time you meet a dark person, look, there's or inside of that person. There's an or haganuz, the Rav says, inside of that person. You have to look at this piece. Okay, you can go online and get the marmakomas. I'm happy to email them to you, or just get the sefer Mipnina HaRav from Rav Shechter. And in the back, they have drushes from the Rav. He talks about the or haganuz. Where's the or haganuz? It's hidden in the hearts of the people. Noach didn't look deeply into their hearts. Mamisha. Same thing as the berditch over here. So in the Kisvei HaRizal, it says that Noach was punished because he didn't know how to be Machazik the door. Where is this piece in Kisvei HaRizal? It's in Parshas Kisisa. Why is it in Parshas Kisisa? Because in Parshas Kisisa, Moshe, who's a Gilgal of Noach and is a tikkun for Noach, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, Moshe believed in us so much, if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, then erase me from your book. Moshe says, Machaini na misifracha. So the Rizal says that when Moshe said that magic word, Machaini, he said, Hashem, I'd rather be destroyed than have Klal Yisrael destroyed. So the Rizal says, Machaini is the same letters as Mei Noach. The Navi refers to the Mabel as the Mei Noach. And therefore Moshe becomes a tikkun for Noach by saying Machaini. Mei Noach means I didn't believe in the people, and that's why Noach is... Why is it called Mei Noach? Noach's Mabel, he didn't do the Averas. But he didn't help anyone. He wasn't a makar of anyone. Yeah. So that's what Moshe's Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and the word Machaini was a tikkun for Noach. V'hutzruch legalgel b'Moshe, says the Kedush Slevi, he had to come back as Moshe, u'Moshe hayi metakein, shayim ochiach tomid kol Yisrael. And Moshe constantly pushed Klal Yisrael to be better. And that was a tikkun for Noach. He doesn't write here, Machaini and Mei Noach being the same letters, but he does later in the Parsha. There is a piece we're not going to see today. We should just know, the third to last piece on the Parsha, he does mention more explicitly this Machaini and Mei Noach. Okay, and many other tzaddikim develop it as well. Now we can understand the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara is darshaning. You don't have the pasuk on the page in front of you, but the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk in Yeshaya that says Imru Tzadik Kitov. Praise the Tzadik because he's good. So the Gemara in Kedushin says, is there a Tzadik who's good and a Tzadik who's bad? I mean, the Tzadik is good. Of course, the Tzadik is good. Is there such a thing as a bad Tzadik? So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem, what's a good Tzadik? What's a Tzadik Tov? Tov l'shamayim, v'tov l'brios. The Gemara says, Zehu tzadik tov. A good tzadik is good to the heavens, and is good to the brios, is good to people. Explains the Berditchver. Ki zeh tzadik sh'ovid Hashem makar v'sarashayim, gam ken lios avdei Hashem. This refers to the tzadik who cares about himself, and cares about others. He's nikra tov l'shamayim, mishum shu ovid habore baruchu. He's called tov l'shamayim because what? Because he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes his father, Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, happy. V'tov l'brios gam kein, b'shvil shu makariv ha'brios la'avod Hashem. But he's also good to people, because he cares about them, and he cares about their spiritual success. Aval Noach lo hayu makariv habrios la'avod Hashem. But Noach was not successful, and therefore it's as if he was not at all. He didn't even try to bring people close to Hashem. V'yadua masha amru chazal. Now we're going to see, when we learn the Berditchever, you learn sometimes deep ideas, and you learn sometimes a lot of powerful words to mechazik us in a particular aspect of avodas Hashem, right? But the Chavim has been coming to the Vilna Gaon Shir, like those, every time the Gra says something, you're like, whoa, right? It's like there's a certain creativity that was like unique to the way that the Gra would look at a Chazal or look at a Pasuk. What the Berditchever does in this next paragraph is, in my mind, is like very well. It's a beautifully sharp insight that he has. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, call a malamid ben chaveru Torah kilu yalda. Kilu yalda. A person who teaches his neighbor's son Torah, it's as if you gave birth to him, right? You're all my children. Because right now I'm teaching you Torah. Okay? So call a malamid ben chaveru Torah kilu yalda. Kamo shekasav etzal Avram Avinu ves hanefesh asher asu b'chara. When you teach someone Torah, you're creating them. You're giving them life. Torah is life. Nimtzel lefiza, Avram Avinu shahayim megayir gerim harve. So Avram, who had so many children because he was makar of the whole world, lakachlo nemar itzel Avram eila toldos. You don't find the pasuk eila toldos Avram, because to say the toldos of Avram, you'd have to write the whole world. Thousands and thousands of people Avram was makar of, tens of thousands. Mishum shelo hayelo told right. So, Kamosha Nemar Eitzel Noach. It doesn't say Eila Toldos by Avram, like it says by Noach. Mishum Shalo Hayelo Toldos, Masha Omer Akasuv, Vayoled Noach Shalosh Abanim, as Shem Escham Vesyafis Tolo Yoser. What the Kedusha Levi is saying is so sharp. It says Eila Toldos Noach. These are the children of Noach. And who does it list? His children, his biological children, right? Eila told us Noach. So Jojo says Noach, right? So, good. So that the truth is, it's a true var, what you just said. Because Eila told us Noach, who did Noach give birth to? Who did he work on? He worked on himself. He taught himself Torah. So he taught himself Torah. In terms of his spiritual children, he was Makar of himself. In terms of his biological children, he had three. And that was it. By Avram, you don't find such a thing. So it fits beautifully with the pasuk. Eila told us Noach, right? Noach is tzadik tamim, as he's about to explain, he was a tzadik for himself. And therefore, Vayolei Noach, Shalosh Abanim, he had three kids. Shem, Cham, and Yafes. He didn't have any more children. He wasn't interested in anyone else. Says the Berditchever, Rezeu Aperish Akosav, Eila told us, Noach, Noach, Yish Sadik Tom, Hayu Bedorosav, Vayolei Noach, V'chulu. Rak Eila told us, Noach, Masha Amar Akosav Lahalan, Vayolei Noach, Shalosh. If you want to know who Noach's children were, there were three. That's it. He never taught anyone else Torah? Nope. Never taught anyone else Torah. I always remember a shir I heard once from Rabbi Sal Rudinsky from Ansi, Shlita. And Rabbi Rudinsky was describing how Noach was the greatest failure ever in giving Musar, in giving Tochacha. The greatest failure ever. And I remember Rabbi Rudinsky in his very energetic and colorful language, he said, now one person was on the Teva. He couldn't be Makai of one person. Like Noach's style didn't appeal to anyone. He said, yeah, people who get pulled into this type of group, people like this and people like that. Chabad gets people, Breslov gets people, yeah. This one, you throw a black hat on him, and all of a sudden he's all excited to be, right? No, but Noach's style didn't appeal to anyone. His derech and avodas Hashem. Of all the people in the world, he couldn't get one person? People go, there's always someone who, maybe it's not for everyone his style, but it was for no one, not one person. And he explained, based on the Medrash, that Noach would begin every Musar Shmuz, as the Medrash says, Shotim, listen up, you idiots. So Rudinsky said, if you start a Shmuz like that, no one's going to listen to you. As opposed to Yaakov Avinu, who referred to a bunch of lazy shepherds sitting at the well as my brothers. And you start off with saying, hey, brother. So, it's a different story. But if you start off by telling people you're an idiot and let me tell you why, no one's going to listen to you. So Noach was the biggest failure ever in being, and again, we're talking about someone the Torah calls a tzaddik tamim. Not a simple person. And yet, says the Berditchever, he only had three children. And the reason is because he walked with Hashem. He wasn't interested in anyone else. He walked alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a loma? Rak es Elokim hayim mishalich Noach. Noach levado hay oved abore Baruch Hu. Aval lo hayim mishalich im abrios. But he wasn't a tzaddik tov. He may have been a tzaddik tamim, right? But he wasn't a tzaddik tov. A tzaddik tov, says the Gemara, in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Mem, is tov l'shamayim v'tov l'abrios. Don't be such a big tzaddik. If you're going to be too much of a tzaddik, it's going to come at the expense of many other Jews. And as much as you're going to accomplish as an individual in your life, if you can get five other people to be from, and then their children will be from, and their children will be from, you'll accomplish much more through that act of kirov than you will through your own personal avot.
And
now we understand why it says Eila Toldos Noach. Good? Everyone good? I'm remembering something I once heard from the Stuchina Rebbe. I'm going to see if I can pull it up quickly. He is a tzaddik.
Of course.
You can't be called a tzaddik. Again, we're learning that the Gemara says there's such a thing as a tzaddik tov and a tzaddik who's not tov. I would never have thought that there was such a thing. But apparently there's such a thing as a good tzaddik and a tzaddik who's not as good. Apparently. Okay, I'm going to see if I can pull it up. Let's keep reading in the meantime. I once heard in the Chabur from the Stuchina Rebbe something from the Chos of Lublin, but I can't. Something about not being too much of a tzaddik, but there was a... There's something to it. I want to try to remember it. Okay. V'zeo perish v'noach matzah chein b'inei Hashem. And this is what it means that Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Hayelo lomar v'noach hayelo chein b'inei Hashem. It should have said Noach had favor in the eyes of Hashem. What does it mean to be matzah chein? What does it mean to be matzah chein? How is a person matzah chein? What does it mean to be matzah chein? So he says, what it means is, l'fi haniskel ha'el as yishapir. Ki adua she'anchei dora mabel shtufei zima zima hayu. The people of the Mabul were people who were involved in very lewd behavior, arayos. And Noach understood that it's possible for a person to take that same midah that's being misused and to use it for holiness. Ah, okay, here it is. Let me finish the paragraph and then I'll tell you what the Stuchina Rebbe said. Noach took that same midah and he used it in a holy way. Ki dor ha'mabel heviyo oso chein l'klipa. The dor ha'mabel used their chein, their charm, to be involved in all sorts of acts of arayos. V'noach lo hayim ochiach osam. And Noach, instead of what? Trying to get them to change, he took that mead and he himself used it to serve Hashem. And that's what it means, v'noach matzah chein. Noach found something that belonged to someone else and he took it. And he used it in a holy way. But he should have taught them how to use it. V'zeh ha'perish v'noach matzah chein b'enei Hashem v'noach matzah chein. What's a lomar? Rasha Yesh Mitzias Chain Bezaola. Noach saw that there's this Indian, this thing called Chain in the world. Vu Matzo So Chain Bene Hashem. What's the Lomar? Hayamala Sadla Kedusha. He took that Midah that was being misused and he redirected it towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, Avalo Hayamala Rak Bene Hashem. Avalo Bene Abrios. But again, Noach was only able to give that honor to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't able to bring other people to understand that the Koach that they have, which they're using in such a passionate way, the drives that they have, can be redirected towards Hashem. Instead, Noach just learned from them, and he took it for himself. And that's not what Hashem wants for us. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Im lamad to Torah harbe, al tachzik tov la'atzmecha ki lakach no tzarta. Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah says, if you learn a lot of Torah, don't be so proud of yourself. Because that's what you were created to do, ki lakach no tzarta. But the Svar Makadosh would explain, Im lamad to Torah harbe, if you learn a lot of Torah, Al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. Don't keep it for yourself. Ki lakach no tzarta. Now, I haven't seen on this farm the end of the explanation of the Mishnah, but I think it's obvious. If you learn a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova, don't keep that goodness. Ein tova la Torah. We're in Brachos Daf Hey. Ein tova la Torah. Don't keep the good for yourself. Right? Share it with others. Ki lakach no tzarta. What's the ki lakach no tzarta? When Hashem created the world, why did Hashem create the world? Hashem is the Makor HaTov. Hashem in His goodness decided to give some of that goodness to you. And then Hashem gave you a Torah. So now, if you've got the ultimate good, if you've got the Torah, Ein Tov Ela Torah, the Gemara says, Al Tachzik Tov Ela Atzmacha. Again, the Pashup Shad is don't be proud of yourself that you have Torah. Ki Lakach No Tzarta, because you were created to study Torah and to do mitzvahs. But the Svarim say a deeper Pshat. Don't hold on to it. Don't keep it for yourself. Share it with others. Ki Lakach No Tzarta, just like God shared life with you. So you should also be sharing that same koach with others. Okay, let me tell you what I heard from the Stuchina. The Halakha Stuchina Rabbi once mentioned last year, Parshas Noach, in his Chabura. Right. So he said like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Nun Hey, there's a small list of people, a handful of people, five people who never sinned in their life. Gemara says, Shabbos Daf Nun Hey, they died be'etiyo shel nachash. They died from the poison of the nachash, but they had none of their own averos. And yet, if we look at that list, they're not the biggest, they're not like the greatest people, not the most important people in Jewish history. Some of their relatives are, but they're not necessarily the most influential people in Jewish history. So he quoted, he said, the Chose of Lublin, the Rebbe of Lublin, he says, as a mimer, that talks about this Gemara, and says that yes, that real tzaddikim have to what? Have to be prepared. As the Pasuk says, Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasa tov lo yechta. A real tzaddik has to go out to the world. To be a tzaddik tov, you have to go out to the world and you have to help people. And he said, Avram was moser nefesh for stone, and Moshe sinned by Meimariva, which may have been, again, a mysterious nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He says, but Noach was what? He was a tzaddik tamim. Being a tzaddik tamim means it's a bad thing. Being a tzaddik tamim means you're too much a tzaddik. You're perfectly a tzaddik. Tzaddik tamim, I'm too nervous to go out to the world. I'm scared it's going to drag me down. But if you act like that, you'll never be mechazik the world. You'll never become a tzaddik tov. You'll never be a true tzaddik. And he said that's how the pasuk says. And again, similar to what the Berditcher is saying here. But oscha reisi tzaddik lefanai. You're a tzaddik lefanai, right? But you're not a tzaddik by the people. And again, a person has to be prepared to go out to help others. That's what a true tzaddik is. Okay, so let's keep going. And again, this is the Berditcher's way of understanding reality. This is how he saw the reality. Maybe. If you look at Rashi, is that what we're up to? Rashi says that when Noach got forced in, right? He got pushed in because of the waters. Rashi in Perek Zayin plus Zayin says that Noach was miktanei amuna. Noach was a person of small faith. How could you say that Noach, who the Torah describes, ki akosim made alav Noach yisadik tamim hayibadorosav? How can you say he had little amuna? He didn't believe in God. So says the Berditcher. Of course he believed in God. What didn't he believe in? Va'od kasha lavalo hayibespal Noach levata l'gzera. We don't find anywhere that Noach davened. The Zohar is so critical of Noach. Even if he gave bad musar shmuz, and not once did he daven for the generation. Why? So he says, unfortunately, he had a lack of amuna. He had a lack of amunah in his ability to do something, which meant that he lacked amunah in himself and he lacked amunah in the people. Again, there are two types of people who serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tzaddik who only has a desire that he himself will serve Hashem. There's a tzaddik who serves Hashem, and his only desire is to serve Hashem, and he believes that through the service of Hashem, he has an ability to be manhig the olamos kirtzono, as the Gemara says in Moed Katan, that the tzaddik is moshel yiras elokim. The Gemara says, mi moshel bi tzaddik, that the tzaddik rules over Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there, but tzaddik mevatel hagzera letova. Hashem makes a decree and the tzaddik overrules it. So that's one type of tzaddik. He knows that he could use his tzidkus to do things, to change gezeros. But there's another type of tzaddik. Yesh tzaddik echad she'ovid ha'borei baruchu v'ushafel be'enei atzma ma'od ma'od. There's a tzaddik who learns and he davens and he does so many things, right? But he still, after it's all said and done, he still doesn't really believe that Hashem is interested in him and that he has any kochos to negotiate with Hashem. And he says, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, God forbid a person should say such a thing. Mesilas Yesharim says it about Geula. A person will say, who am I to daven for Geula? Who am I? What right do I have to ask for Mashiach? What right do I have to say that Aisha v'sachazena inenu b'shulchal tzion? Who am I to not worthy of such a thing? Mesilas Yesharim says, it's a terrible mistake to say that. So Noah walked around saying, okay, I serve Hashem, but of course I believe in God. He wasn't a katan in his amunah in a God. But he didn't believe that my tefillah would actually help these people. Because he didn't believe in himself enough, and he didn't believe in the people enough. And therefore, Choshe Belibo, mi anishas pa'al levatel l'gzera, who am I to daven to overturn the gzera? L'chein einam espa'al levatel l'gzera. And therefore we find, tragically, that Noach didn't daven at all. Okay? I'm going to skip the next paragraph. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Beis, which says that Nebuchadnezzar would have put David HaMelech to shame had Nebuchadnezzar had the opportunity to sing songs to Hashem like David did. Right? Imagine, instead of saying, Tehillim, Right? If Chas V'Shalom, there's an Eis Sarah, you know, everyone gets together and we sing the songs of Nebuchadnezzar. And it says, the Gemara says they would have put David HaMelech's Shiros V'Tishbachos to shame. Yeah? So he explains what that means. He explains how Nebuchadnezzar wanted to block the ability of a tzaddik to overturn Hashem's gezeiros. And David was trying to say that, no, David was trying to make the point that my tefillos actually matter. That Hashem is actually listening. Right? I don't remember who said it. It was pointed out by one of the tzaddikim that all of Tanakh is a Kodesh Baruch Hu communicating with us. There's one book of Tanakh, it's part of Torah. There's one book of Tanakh, which is us communicating with Hashem, and that's Tehillah. So David HaMelech said, this is our book to overturn Gezeros. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted to disgrace David HaMelech's book by trying to prove that it's impossible for a person to overturn. He wanted to block the possibility of tzaddikim overturning Gezeros. Okay? So skip that paragraph. That's the basic idea there. Let's keep going. V'noach hagam shayetzad de gadol v'tam. What page are we on? Who's got it? What page? Tetvav. Okay, Tetvav. V'noach hagam shayetzad de gadol v'tamim. So even though Noach was a big tzaddik, hayakotan be'enav ma'od. He was very small in his own eyes. V'lo hayelo amuna ba'atzmo shu tzaddik moshel v'yochol levatel gezeira. I'm not the type of tzaddik who can kiviyachol rule Hashem and be mevatel legezera. Adrava, hayachoshu be'enav kishar ador. Not only that, Noach thought that if I'm going to be saved, I'm sure everyone will be saved. If I'm here, right? That's another pshat, by the way. Yismach Yisrael is the second pshat in Hillel. Imanikan akolkan. Hillel said, if God allowed me to come to the Silchas Beis Shoreh, then I'm sure everyone else will be invited because I'm just lowly Hillel. Right? That sounds more like Hillel. Imanikan, if I'm going to have Ruach HaKodesh by Simchas Beis Shoreh, then a kolkan, I'm sure everyone else is too. So Noach said the same thing. Oh, if lowly Noach is going to make it onto the Teva, then I'm sure everyone else, nah, no better than anyone else. V'yachoshev imani ayah nitzol b'teva, v'amani ein tzadik yoser mishar ador. I'm just a regular guy, I'm a simple Jew. Yeah? Hey, magam ken yitzol, so they're also going to be saved. V'lachein lo hayim espal al ador, and therefore he stopped davening for the generation. Because he said, why am I better than them? But again, it's a mistake. If a person knows that they have a certain koach of Torah, of tefillah, a person worked on a certain midah, right? Then they have a right to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to say, Hashem, you know, I'm this type of person, and I'm asking you. I believe that I'm a big enough Jew. I've worked hard enough to be able to say something to you. And Noach didn't believe that he could. And that's what Rashi means. Zeo aperish Rashi af Noach b'ktani amunahai. That's what it means. Noach had a lack of amunah. Even as the Torah declares phrases and praises of Noach like no one else in the Torah, Noach didn't believe it. Who am I to be mevatel Hashem's gezeros? And that's what it means when the pasuk says, "Hinni mashchi sam es haaretz." That's a lomer. Hinni aser kirtzoni ki lo yesh tzadik sheis pala levatel gezera. Hashem says, "I have to destroy the world because no one's trying to get me to stop." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, and I guess I'll be the one who'll have to make the guarantee. I'll have to carry out the punishment. I'll have to be the one to offer the protection because the tzaddikim of the generation are not stepping up the way that they should. So we learn from Noach. We learn from Noach, a person has to believe that my tefillos matter. A person has to believe that I have a right to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person has to live a life of achrayus and thinking of others. It's not every man for himself. I can score as many points as I can in terms of my own mitzvahs and whatever happens to everyone else. You have an achrayus for every other Jew on planet Earth. That's a very, very big responsibility. Yeah?
We just mentioned the fact that tzaddikim, Hashem's tzaddikim, where are the other 35 tzaddikim?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. All right, lamed vav tzaddikim to keep the world going. Maybe. It's a good question. Good question. Okay? Let's think about it. It's a good question. Okay, right. I mean, I guess that's the budget. There weren't enough tzaddikim to mekayem the world. Okay? It says that every generation, I don't know, I'm not sure. There are tzaddikim who count for more than one person, so I'm not sure. Might be a good question, I'm not sure. Okay, let's skip the next little piece where he talks about how when we do mitzvot, we give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's go to Od Yavu, our Eila told us Noach. Again, this is related to the piece we just learned. We're going to learn one more big piece, and then we're going to learn one more small piece at the end of the parsha. Od Yivur Eila told us Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayah B'Darosa V'Salokim Mishalech Noach. Nakdim Tchil Lavar Perish Rashi on the Pasuk Vayavo Noach El Ateva Mivnei Me'amabul, as we've explained, Perish Af Noach B'Ketani Amun Hayah. V'Tzarech Lahavin Zah Perish. What does that mean? The Pasuk says about him, Halo HaKosav Meir Allah V'Yas Noach Hasher Tziv Hashem. He believed in God. He did exactly what God told him to do. V'Asa Ateva K'mosh HaPakar Hashem Alav. Mashma Shehem Min B'Hashem. And then yet, right after that, Rashi says, but Noach lacked the Munah. How could such a thing be? So he says a Gevaldic thing. Why is it that sometimes, and it relates to what we learned yesterday in Lekan Amar, why is it that sometimes a tzaddik finds himself in a strange place? Where a tzaddik finds himself desiring something which is really not something that he would normally desire. And a tzaddik means Va'amech Kulam Tzaddikim. Tzaddik means every one of us. Why is it sometimes a certain thing that we thought we got past, all of a sudden we're falling back into it? We're tempted by something we haven't been tempted in so long. Where does that come from? Ach navo levar be'ezes Hashem yisbarach. Ki yadua ki kol nitzotzin hakadoshim yesh lehem tshuka la'avod habore baruchu. Every spark, every holy spark in the world is longing to be rectified, to be brought back to the service of Hashem. Kamo ha'malachim v'sarfei ha'kodesh mishtokim lasos ratzon habore be'im uvira. Just like an angel is constantly in a state of longing to serve Hashem. And we get to wake up, roll out of bed, put on our tefillin and say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Malachim wait and undergo an unbelievably long and difficult process to be able to utter a word before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet we have the opportunity to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, just like the angels are longing, every bit of the Bria is longing to be brought back in the service of Hashem. Achsarach lahav. Sometimes a tzaddik all of a sudden has a longing for some type of gashmius, pursuit of money, taivas olam hazem. So where did that come from all of a sudden? That the tzaddik all of a sudden is interested in something which is so off his radar. The tzaddik only wants to serve Hashem. So what's going on? The tzaddik all of a sudden gets in the mood, I need to have a slice of pizza. What? You've never had pizza in your life. What, all of a sudden you need to try pizza? You're like a real tzaddik. All of a sudden you need, bring me a slice of pizza. What is that? Ach navo levar ki tzaddik machmas shu oved habori u'machzer achar reshaim gam kin liosam me'ovdei habori baruchu. But as we described in the first piece, a true tzaddik, a tzaddik tov, chases after wicked people to try to bring them back. And works to bring them beneath the wings of the Shekhinah. But when you go out, when you reach out to a Rasha, when the tzaddik has to leave his cave, Rishon Baruch Hai has to leave his cave to reach out to the world, in order to free those Rishayim from the world, the tzaddik has to go out and battle the world. And he has to transform the world. Levar hanitzotzos shenaflu b'klipa adhena al yidei maisei Hashem shayosim, to restore those holy sparks that have fallen into low places because of the sinful behavior of those Rasham up to that point. Va'atzadik mala osam l'kedusha, and the tzaddik brings those sparks back along with those Rashayim. U'mizeh ba'al atzaddik machshavas tayv asolam hazeh, and that's why the tzaddik all of a sudden feels this urge to be involved in olam hazeh. When he eats the pizza, he's going to be eating the pizza at Kavanas Arizal. Right? But by lifting up that fallen spark, it creates a Pesach for those Rasham to come back as well. And then the Berditchever, with great creativity, says an unbelievable shot in a Mishnah, a very hard Mishnah, in Maseches Chagiga. Anyone here ever learned Maseches Chagiga? The third parak of Chagiga is a lot of Tum and Tara, right, Yoni? It's a lot of hard stuff, foreign concepts to us, Taras, a lot of Taras. The Mishnah begins, the beginning of the third parak of Chagiga, Chomer Bakodesh Mibatruma. Chomer b'kodesh mibatruma, the stringency of kodesh. Kodesh means sacrificial meat. Over truma is with regard to being tovel a kli besoch kli for truma, but you can't be tovel a kli within another kli for kodesh. Okay. Luckily, we're not learning chagiga right now, so we don't even have to try to figure out what that means. All we have to do is see the chassidish of pshat of the prediction on the Mishnah. Chomer, but the Mishnayos are going through stringencies, right? In what area is sacrificial meat more stringent than truma, given to the Kohen? And in what cases is vice versa? Right? Categories of Kedusha, of Tuma, of Tara. Okay. Fine. So says the Berditchver. Chomer b'kodesh mi'v'truma v'talomar. Sha'mitshna mikasha. Here's what the Mishnah is asking on a deep level. Chomer b'kodesh meheichanu ba davar zeh chomeris. Chomeris. Chomer b'kodesh. The tzaddik wants a slice of pizza. The tzaddik's Azai Chumri is so interested in Olam Hazah all of a sudden. What's going on? Chomer b'kodesh. Chomer is Chumris. Physicality for the Kodesh, for the Kodosh, for the Tzaddik. How could such a thing be? Meheichanu ba davar zeh Chumris. How did this thing happen? L'kodesh, ratzalomer la tzaddik. Shu oved abori ve'ein l'rak tshukalios oved abori baruch. He only wants to serve Hashem. Meheichan ba la tzaddik davar Chumris. How did the tzaddik all of a sudden have this tremendous longing for something of this world? What's the answer? Chomer b'kodesh? What's the answer? Mi b'truma. From his involvement in truma. What does that mean from his involvement in truma? What's a lomar? Mi kavach zesh magbiah harasha. Truma, lashon of his roimim, is lifting up. Zesh magbiah harasha lios ovid abore. Bala tzadik machshava rasha gashmias shal rasha. She truma lashon hagbahu. So chomer b'kodesh, how did the kodesh, how did the holy tzadik all of a sudden have such a taiva for chomrias? Mi b'truma. From his involvement in lifting up, by trying to lift up the world, and to get that Russia back, he needs to get whatever that Russia is interested in back also. So the Russia is interested in all sorts of physicality. He needs to go. The Tzaddik needs to go out to physicality and be matired. He needs to lift it up. Now, as I was preparing this piece, I remembered something from the Sefer Pardes Yosef in Parshas Truma. And I think it fits beautifully. The Pardes Yosef in Parshas Truma quotes a machlokes between the Kotzker and the Rebbe of Vorki, how to read the pasuk Vayikuli Truma. The Kotzker, right? Again, it's not for us to judge tzaddikim, but the Kotzker's way in Avodas Hashem, the last 20 years of his life, he spent closeted away from the whole world. The Vilna Gaon, we mentioned the other night, the Vilna Gaon wasn't interested. He's not interested in going out to the world. So the tzaddikim, whose avoda is very much behester, they're not interested in being Makar of the world. Chaim Kanievsky's avoda is much more indoors than outdoors. And we need tzaddikim like that. The Kotzker Rebbe's mahalich was, I stay indoors. I don't go out. That was his derech. And the Rebbe of Vorki felt that it was very important to try to have a big chassidus, to try to reach out. Right? Not the Kotzker said, I just want a minion of 10 people on a mountaintop and leave me alone. And the Rebbe of Vorki thought that wasn't the derech. And the machlokas was on the pasuk, Vayichuli Truma. How does the Kotzker learn Vayichuli Truma? Parshas Truma. Again, this is in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, Parshas Truma, on page 576. He says, "What? How did the Kotzker learn Vayikhuli Truma? Vayikhuli, if you want to be taken to me being Hashem, then Truma. Truma, separate yourself. Vayikhuli Truma. The only way to truly be fully dedicated to me is to be fully dedicated to me. Vayikhuli, you want to be taken to me? Truma. Separate yourself. How did the Rebbe of Vorki learn the pasuk? Hashem says, "Vayichuli truma, take from me truma, all right, bring me something." Hashem says, "Bring me truma, go out and get, go catch something for me." Yeah. So this was the machlokas between the Kotzker and the Rebbe of Vorki, but it fits beautifully here. Chomer b'kodesh, right? Chomer b'kodesh again. The Berditchver saying, "Chomer b'kodesh." Where did the chumrius come to this holy Jew? Miba truma, from his involvement in truma, right? How would the Kotzker have learned the Mishnah? Chomer b'kodesh, the seriousness of kedusha is that truma. You need to separate yourself. But the Berditchver is saying, no, that's not the way. That's not the way that Hashem wants us to be. Hashem, again, there are tzaddikim who have that derech, but the Berditchver is telling us what he thinks is it the right way. And again, I think for us, since most of us are not going to be Vilna Gaons or Chaim Kanievskis or Kotzkers, the stama, that we need to learn, right, that if we're not going to be the Gadol Hador who spends 20 years closeted away, finishing shas every 10 minutes, then we have to make sure that on our low level, we take a big, big achrayas for the world around us. So says the Berditchver, let's finish the Mishnah. So again, Chomer b'kodesh mi'v'truma, the tzaddik gets drawn to chumrius because of truma through his process of lifting up others. What does the Mishnah say? The next line of the Mishnah, shematbilin kli b'so kli l'truma avalo l'kodesh. What does that mean? Haklal hu kol davar sheyesh ba'o lamazeh, The rule is that everything that exists in the world, we have to try to learn from it as a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dahayinu, kishemis'ava ledavar gashmi, kigon lemamon, or lekavod. If you have a longing for money, you have a longing for prestige and honor, say to yourself the following: what do I like about this? Why am I drawn to this? What excites me about it? It creates a certain feeling. I understand. So pause for a second and say, can I get that feeling somewhere else in a more meaningful way and in a longer lasting way? And a person who has the maturity to even stop and have that conversation with himself will of course come to the answer, yes. I can have the same excitement and the same pleasure in a much holier way and in a much longer lasting way. This thing that I'm pursuing is a davar nifsad, right? It's meant to be destroyed. It's not going to last. This is the conversation a person is supposed to have with himself. But gashmias is temporary. Right? This world is fleeting. But if I choose the world of truth, if I choose the Torah and mitzvos, it's a davar olamis, it lasts forever. V'sham etzalabore yesh kol ha'tanugim. And if I can get into Olam Haba, if I can get into Gan Eden, whatever we're trying to get to, yeah, the Olam HaNeshamos, wherever we're trying to get to, if I can be zochet to be on Hashem's team, then I'll be zochet to all the pleasure in the world. Yehu mekor kol ha'nivram. Because everything that's created in the world, all the cheap thrills of the world that give a person pleasure, who do you think made them? You don't think God knows about them? It's kind of weird that Hashem knows about everything in the world. I sometimes get like uncomfortable, you know? Like there's things like you don't want your Rebbe to know about. Like you hope your Rebbe, like his innocence hasn't been lost. He still knows, you know, he still doesn't know about everything that's out there. But Hashem does. Hashem knows about the most, you know, disgusting, vile, gashmi things in the world. Not only does he know about it, he's the designer. Yeah, he's the one who created it. Whatever that means, you have to understand how that works, right? Because Baruch Hu creates these things. I'm responsible for this stuff. Hashem allows them to be created. Might be a machlokas between Chassidim and Misnagdim, how to look at Hashgacha Pratis and Hashem's involvement in the world. But okay. But Hashem, you're the source of all the pleasures. All the cheap thrills in this world, right? You made them. And you can make even better pleasures. So if I stick with you, then I'm for sure going to have a good time. Ki hu mekor kol ha'nivram. V'zeu ikor tachlis kol ha'nivram. Rak la'avod ha'borei baruch hu, v'lasos tanug la'borei. Kmo she'amru chazal, kol ma'shobar kadosh baruch hu, lo bar el l'chvodo. Everything in the world is created to give kavod to Hashem. Lasos nachas ruach la'borei baruch hu. So says the Berdichever, so let's learn from the world. Instead of getting sucked into the world, let's learn a lesson from the world and take it back to Kedusha. And he says a very famous word. V'zeh perash ha'kosov me'oivai tichakameini mitzvosecha ki lo'olam hili. What's the pashup shot? Me'oivai tichakameini mitzvosecha. Through the wisdom that I've acquired from your mitzvos, I've become greater than my enemies. Ki lo'olam hili, because your mitzvos are with me. But the Berdichever says, no, me'oivai means from my enemies. Right, not more so than my enemies, but me'oivai. What's a lomar? Mem shal me'oivai hu kamo min oivai. Me'oiv sholi dainu yitzahara tichak meini mitzosecha. From my enemies, from those who hate God, I can learn to be a better Jew. There's a beautiful letter from the Ksav Sofer. There's a sefer called, what's the name of the sefer? The sefer is called Igros Sofer. Is that what it's called? It's a collection of letters from the Chassam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the whole extended family. So there's a letter from the Ksav Sofer where he says, why does the Gemara Maseches Megillah on Daf Vav say that La'asid Lavo, we're going to turn the stadiums and the rock concert, you know, halls into Batei Medrash? But we don't have our own big buildings. I have to dafka go to a stadium to learn Torah. We're going to turn those places that were once used for concerts and used for sporting events, we're going to turn them into places of, right, Sima Shas, Mamish, a glimpse of that image of Lasid Lavo. But why can't I have to use their, I have to go to the place where some drunken Jets fan spilled his beer on himself and Dafka learn and daven there? Where's the Kedusha? Where's the Tara? Why not build a place from scratch that's pure and holy? And was always used for holiness. So the Ksav Sofer, it was a psicha, it was a opening shmooze from one of the Zmanim in Yeshiva, which is eventually, it's printed in Ksav Sofer al Torah, I think right after Bichu Kosai, and it's also in this letter. He like said, oh, I gave this shmooze, and he tells in the letter, he's writing to someone, telling over the shmooze that he gave. So he said, I asked myself this question, why do I have to go to their stadiums? Why have to go to the theaters and circuses that are going to be turned into places of learning Torah? Why? Why can't I build a place that's pure and holy? So the Ksav Sofer said the following. He said, because think about how crazy, think about how excited, think about how much time and money and energy and effort and investment of labor goes into watching your team. People sleeping outside stadiums to get tickets. People camping out to watch fish play for 10 hours. And they don't get tired. They don't get tired. No one ever left in the middle of the show to go take a nap. Right? Where do they get the energy from? Because they're excited about that. So we can learn from that. The Ksav Sofer says, go to that stadium, sit in that seat, and ask yourself, am I as excited to daven Shmona Esrei as that Jets fan is to scream for his team that's not even that good? Yeah? Right? And learn from that. Take that passion. Redirect that energy. Are the Jets good this year? I have no idea. No. All I know is I was born in Philadelphia and the Eagles are 5-1, right? My brother told me. My brother and I had a conversation the other day. He's like, the Eagles are doing really well this season. I said, I don't care. He's like, I don't care either, but like, you get a good schmack when you hear that the Eagles are doing well. It's like, you know, you're born in Philadelphia. You're like, it's like a funny thing. Like, you can't name one. I cannot name one player on the Eagles. Okay. There's a famous story with Rav Scheinberg. Right, you know this, Meister? Yeah, with the Yankees. Right, Rav Scheinberg was a big baseball fan in his youth, and after he became the Gadol Hador, he was still a big Yankees fan for a period of time. Lassen Tzvi also. Lassen Tzvi Finkel. Lassen Tzvi was a big sports fan. The Mashpia's new sefer, and his new English Chumash sefer. He tells a story about Lassen Tzvi. Someone came to visit him, and they were talking about sports like the good old days. Rav Scheinberg also, I think the mice is that at one point, what? That they told him, they told him the Yankees won, and he cared or he didn't care? There's two. Right? He was happy that he didn't care anymore.
He wasn't excited.
He had a kiddush that he didn't care anymore about sports. He used to. But I think that's the end of the story. He got to a point where he heard that they won, and he didn't even get a little geschmack out of it. And he was happy that he finally conquered that silly desire called sports. Okay? So I look forward to the day I can make a kiddush, but I don't even care that the Eagles are 5-1. It doesn't mean anything to me. Okay, fine. So may oivai techak meni mitzvosecha. So Berditcher says may oivai from my enemies techak meni mitzvosecha. When I watch my enemies, when I see the passion they have to rebel against you, Hashem, techak meni mitzvosecha, that informs me about mitzvos. If they could be so passionate about rishus, my yitzhara never gives up. The famous conversation the Chafetz Chaim had on one wintry morning with his Yetzer Hara. When the Yetzer Hara said, Chafetz Chaim, come on, just stay in bed. And then God will adore, you're old. Yeah, no one's going to be looking. They'll understand that you miss a Shachris, you know? You did enough for Hashem. Take a morning off. It's cold. Stay under the covers. Get a little more sleep. You're an old man. So the Chafetz Chaim was overheard actually having a conversation with his Yetzer Hara. His family members heard him through the door. That he said to the Yetzer Hara, he said, you're older than me and you got up this morning. You've been around longer than me. You're still going to work. Taking your job seriously. From the Yetzirah, tichak meni mitzvosecha. I learn how to serve you, Hashem. Ratzalomar Yetzirah mefato si l'taivos gashmi. Dainu taivos isho shar taivos gashmi. I'm chasing after women. I'm chasing after all sorts of lust and pleasure, he says. Dainu taivos isho shar taivos gashmi. I just said that line twice. Eza mizah taiva gashmi mitzirah tichak meni mitzvosecha. But from that taiva, tichak meni mitzvosecha. As I leave Bower Leos Obed as Hashem with that same fire, I could serve Hashem. Why? Why? The Berditcher says, make a simple calculation. What's the end of the pasuk? What was the conversation you're having? You say, I'm in the mood for a taiva. I'm in the mood for something that feels good. So then pause, he says, and say to yourself, wait a minute. This pleasure is fleeting. Torah and mitzvos is eternal. So maybe I could take me'oivai for my enemy, for my Yetzirah, redirect it to a mitzvah and get eternity. Says the Berditcher. That's exactly what the pasuk says. Me'oivai from my enemies I learn. Techak meini mitzvosecha. I'm smart enough to choose a mitzvah. And what's the end of the pasuk? Ki la'olam hili. Because mitzvahs are forever. And if I make that right choice, it'll last much longer than those couple of minutes of enjoyment of olam hazeh, which I'm for sure going to regret afterwards. That's what the Berditcher says. Unbelievable. Ki la'olam hili ratzolomar. Taivas gashmi hu davar nifsa v'chala. Things of this world, they dissipate. They're gone. Lo kein kesheya oved habore zeh hu li la'olam. But when I choose the right thing, then that mamash lasts forever. That lasts forever. And again, this is part of the failure of Noach and the avoda of a Jew. is to, again, is to have that type of emunah, to believe that it's possible to go out and to take from chumrias and to use it as a way to serve the world. But again, Noach didn't have that ability to do so. The hour is getting late, so I'm going to skip the end of the piece. Let's jump to the second to last piece in the parsha. Okay, there's a lot to see here. Really a lot of beautiful pieces. But we've already learned quite a few really important lessons. Okay, let's do the piece. Ve'yarach Hashem es reach anichoach. We'll end with this. Ve'yarach Hashem es reach anichoach. Hashem smelled the scent that was so pleasing to him. You know, for all the times that the Berditchever talks about giving Hashem pleasure, and giving Hashem tanug, right, and giving Hashem nachas ruach, someone actually emailed me the other day, and they said they listened to one of our shirim, and they wanted to know, like, what is this idea of giving, right? What does it mean, Hashem has pleasure? I thought Hashem doesn't... But here's a pasuk in Chumash. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. Right? But it says here, Vayarach Hashem es reach anichoach. Hashem smelled the scent that was pleasing. Whatever that means. Hashem doesn't have a nose. Hashem doesn't smell. But Vayarach Hashem es reach anichoach. Isa b'balaturim. The Balaturim points out that there are only two places in Tanakh, two places in Chumash, right, and in Tanakh, that the word Vayarach appears. Balaturim will often say this word appears two times in the Masorah. Masorah means somewhere in the canon, in Tanakh. Yeah? And this word appears four times in the Masorah. And then the Balaturim usually tries to put them together. So the word Vayarach, that's how it's pronounced, Vayarach, Patach, Kamatz Patach, Vayarach, Hashem Esreach Anichalach, appears twice in the Masorah. Here, Vayarach Hashem Esreach Anichalach, Hacha, V'idach Vayarach Esreach Bigadav. That who smelled whose clothes? That when Yaakov came in, right, in the guise of an Esav, so Yitzchak smelled the begad, Ayin Shah. Nir al pi sha'amar kvod adoni avi mori v'rabi. I heard from my father. Ditcher quotes his father. I heard from my father the following pshat. Ve'yarach Hashem esreach anichoach. Hashem smelled the scent of Noach's karbanos and they were pleasing. Sha'areach mehechan ba anichoach. Right, that, what was the reach anichoach? What did Hashem like about it? It's the fact that man has the Yetzirah. What is the most pleasing smell in the world? When Hashem sees, right, that you could stink, you could smell terrible, you can make choice in this world that'll make you smell very foul in the eyes of Hashem. When Hashem says, ah, I smell something good by you, that means you conquered your Yetzirah when you had a choice. Glal Cain, because of that, Vayomer Hashem says, Lo Osif Od Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Raminu Rav. Ki Yedei Yetzahara Hu Hatanug Ad Kan Divrei Avi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets Nachas Ruach more than anything else from what? From the scent of a Jew who's making good choices. Okay, but let's develop it a little bit further. Ve'ech Nikoach comes from the fact that man has the Yetzahara and I choose to use my Yetzahara in the right way. And I redirect it, or I overcome it. So why is this such a good smell? Because not everything in the world gives this to Hashem. The sun doesn't make choices. The moon and the stars don't make choices. Birds don't make choices in the way that human beings do, and neither do plants. Angels don't make choices. Who makes choices? We do. And when we make that right choice, it smells so pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore, says the pasuk, Al Yedei Zeh Hashem Yisbarach Mislabish BeYisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu girds himself, adorns himself with Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yisrael Asher Becha Es Pa'ar. He quotes from the Magid of Mezrich, the Amar HaTzadik Rav Ber. Rav Ber is the Magid of Mezrich. Es Pa'ar Milashon Hislabshus. Pe'er, right, which is a Lashon of Teferes, is also a Lashon of clothing. Of clothing oneself. Like it says that Adam and Chava, I covered themselves when they realized that they were undressed. Ad kan dvarav. So says the Berditchera. Lo b'malachi mala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't clothe himself in angels. Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'ar. You make a coat out of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You wear our success, so to speak, on your shoulders. Ki eslapshos migodol ha'tanug sheyesh lo miYisrael yoser mikulam. Because the pleasure that Hashem gets from us is more than anything else in the world. Much more than the angels. Ki yesh lehem yetzahara. Because we have a yetzahara, v'afal picha in kov shemoso. And we use our yetzahara, we use it in the right way, we make the right choices. So he says, now we understand the two vayarachs in Tanakh. Vayarach Hashem is reach nichach. Hashem smelled the Jewish people, the smell of a Jew who gives tainug to Hashem. Sha'reach tainug zeh ma'ashem megiyah me'avodas ha'adam. The greatest pleasure in the world comes to Hashem, not from angels, who are much more naturally lofty than we are, but it's dafka the fact that we make choices and have the ability to choose. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the smell. And then what's the other vayarach in the Torah? Vayarach es reyach bigadav. Hashem smelled, right, in the way he's darshening it, obviously it was Yitzchak smelling, but Hashem smells the scent of his clothing. Who is Hashem's clothing, kivyachol? Who wraps themselves around the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, holding on to Hashem, adorning Hashem? We do. Sha'reyach mibnei adam heim bigadav shemislabish behem, and when Hashem sees, again, that we work hard to make begadim for Him, and we work even so hard as to make a crown for Him, yeah, keser yidnu lecha, we give Hashem a crown and clothing through our mitzvos and ma'isim tovim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets tremendous nachas ruach. Those are the two vayarachs in the Chumash. So mirtz Hashem, we should realize this. We should realize who we are. If there's one yesod we learned today, it's we have to realize who we are. Noach didn't believe that he was a tzaddik. Noach didn't daven. Noach didn't believe in other people. Right, Noach didn't understand that man could be greater than Malachim and give a great tanuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll just tell you one Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says at the end of towards the end of Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Sadi Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Gedolim Tzadikim Yoser Mimalachei Asharis. A tzaddik is even bigger than an angel. But I remind you, as I always like to do, Yeshaya Perak Samach V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim. If a Jew understands that he's a tzaddik, he can be bigger than an angel. And he can be bigger even than Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can mevatel gezeros. He can believe that his tefillos will actually work. And he can make sure that he takes responsibility for others because he knows that he can make a difference in their lives. Yitz Hashem. Shabbi Zochet v'metakin. This shortcoming of Noach, who's a great tzaddik.
Hamlucha v'amem shalom.